was also very nice to come. But we would like to have other trustees, if they can come.
I told Tirth Maharaj, but he was so badly...
Too busy.
And also I told Paribrajak Maharaj, but he was not there.
Akinchana Maharaj came also.
No.
One time.
Yes, that's true. We also are meeting once a month on telephone, on internet, and carrying on your business of the trust.
But general meeting too, here and Navadvip.
General meeting too, here and there. Practical monthly meetings, who can attend? If they can attend, we want them to feel they can attend.
Okay.
Yeah?
Very good.
Okay. Next item on the list is there were discussions about two ideas. A worldwide program and longer meetings. And I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, there were discussions about, firstly, the Bhakti Trust often meets in a very short amount of time.
Okay.
So Radhakanta came up with a good idea that we should all meet for, say, 7 days so that we can discuss things and strategy more deeply and also maybe hear some Harikatha at the same time. Otherwise, these meetings are very condensed.
When we have our meetings, two times a year, Navadvip and here, or here and Badger.
Yeah.
At festival time, everything is very rushed. So much having to do in a very short period of time. Radhakanta Prabhu is suggesting it would be nice if we spent a week together, maybe with you in Hawaii if you like, and spend a little more time meeting and hearing Harikatha. So, not just meetings, but...
But naturally, at this time, our northern parikrama all come from everywhere.
True.
And both purposes are... Hearing Harikatha Dham Parikrama.
My main suggestion, Gurudev, was not so much for the Harikatha, but that in our meetings we don't always finish our business. We have devotees like to speak and talk so much and go into the details, and it takes time.
I think no need of giving so much time in one meeting, and for nothing. I think it is sufficient time. 3 days now, 3 days here, or your San Francisco, Bajor. It is 3 days sufficient. 3 days, 4 days.
Also, we're thinking, Gurudev, it gives us more time for Sambandha so we can work better together with more efficiency.
Gurudev, if we wanted to spend, if each one of us had some free time that we wanted to do this, is that all right or no?
You can come, no harm, in Hawaii or anywhere where I'm writing. But it will disturb, perhaps.
No, we don't want to disturb your writing. But...
That is why I'm going so far away to read and write.
We just also wanted to go to Hawaii.
This all management and everything will be gone. But my books will not gone forever and forever.
Okay. If we had meeting where maybe you're not there to discuss these things, and then we present them to you.
Go to another island.
We're not asking to take Gurudev's time. It's just some out of the Russian budget up there.
I want to clarify this. Is that all right?
So you can come. I have no objection.
Okay. And Brajanath Prabhu has suggested an idea, which I think everybody likes, that we create different festivals in addition to the main festivals that we do where you go, but where some of the sannyasis go to maybe Europe, America, or Australia, and have festivals and try to enliven the devotees in that way. What do you think?
Okay, this idea is okay.
But if you are traveling less, and our sannyasis they can inspire, especially if they are together, more and more will come. Yeah. And they can discuss also these areas.
This year in Govardhan. This year in Govardhan, I will declare that I am not going everywhere now.
Good.
Only for some days in UK, America, for my checkup. And in the way, I go anywhere. And sometimes in Malaysia for writing.
Okay.
And rest time, I will write and read and do. So, I will request all these sannyasis, they can preach there and they can initiate Harinam, Diksha and everything they should do.
So you have a lot of work to do.
That they should do, I will declare that only the places where I am going and anyone needs that I must initiate then. Otherwise, they should initiate and make disciples.
You mean you initiate, like before, how we do before?
No, he's not saying.
You mean like how we do before?
No.
Like Ritvik.
No, Gurudev says... No.
Just forget that.
Listen carefully. Gurudev says that all the sannyasis can give initiation wherever they go. Only if anyone wants to take initiation from Gurudev, then
only they can
take
can
telephone or do anything like that.
Otherwise, they should initiate and they should.
Gurudev, while you are here, I cannot do that. Yeah. I can only continue telling people to call you and to hear from you.
Don't disturb me. You should all. I've initiated so much. Now you should initiate and take their charge. And only few those who will really want to take initiation from me, only they can.
Srila Gurudev, I think everybody will want to take initiation from you.
Yeah. And none of us want to give initiation. We all
well, I cannot go. Like Ban Maharaj, Amazon, here, there, Brazil, I cannot go.
Russia also.
So, Russia, I cannot go. You and he, you can make disciples.
But still, disciples. You can still initiate by phone.
Phone call.
If some taken from you by phone, some taken from the, then some problem coming.
Nah, this is good for me that they will not disturb me.
Is it really for
you? You let me ask some question. You want them to do this so that they can have more personal relation with the person, and also so that you can do more writing.
Yes,
that's what you want,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Some of the devotees are thinking, Gurudev, that this is a test, that you are saying this because
no.
You don't think take they may want to.
Don't take 2 minutes. What I'm
yes,
telling,
thank you, Gurudev.
Only one.
Let's publish the.
I have not two.
Shh. No 2 minutes.
2 tons. Yes. Only one. Ton.
Where did that come from, Gurudev? Everyone says that you're saying one thing and meaning another.
No. I have told in my question answer everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now, it's a botheration for you to speak Harinam on the phone?
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel.
So this is pleasing to Gurudev, but he's saying this is pleasing.
He's reducing his workload in relationship to people out in the world so he can write. That's a service you're providing him.
But devotees all over the world, in America, in Europe, still you will be having festivals there. So mostly
not like before.
No.
But one festival in America.
I will go to Houston.
Yeah.
So Houston or
Badger
or Alachua.
Yeah.
Miami, we can do.
Once.
Yeah. One festival.
One.
And then it's a
but
year,
and
whatever.
If I'm returning by Europe, then in Europe one place.
Yeah.
And then India.
Yes. So what I'm telling is that devotees, they will know that you are coming to this location. So all devotees, they will want to see you there receive initiation.
You should
from
do,
you.
And if anyone is like that, that I will give initiation by that.
So let them come. But what he's saying is, for those persons who can't come,
I know.
Rather than spending his time, he wants you to be taking the responsibility, the burden.
But Gurudev, you require to be madhyam madhyam to initiate.
He's saying you have to be madhyam madhyam in order to be able to give initiation.
Really, I'm madhyam, arcanist, not uttam. So nothing to come down.
But you said earlier that you're not speaking in a tricky way.
So yes.
Now
yes.
You're speaking in a tricky way.
I know that I'm madhyam kanishta.
No. Really? No. We don't accept. No.
It is your duty.
All right, go on.
Okay. I just recommend.
Naimo?
I think, yes, we have to go on because.
I recommend that Gurudev writes a letter with his signature that is published on the Pure Bhakti website regarding this, so it's absolutely clear.
He's saying that unless you write a letter saying this, what you're saying, no one will believe. Everyone will think, oh, he wants to be guru. Oh, he wants to be guru.
Oh,
and he's making
write,
some.
I will sign.
Yeah. Sign.
Everyone can have their own children.
But we heard before that when spiritual master is on planet, then
some
disciples without
should
not
children, like,
initiate.
But it's his order.
Prabhupada, all Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada always said, if I am here, you cannot initiate by etiquette.
He's saying, Swamiji, Swami Prabhupada, he said that if Guruji is present, then it's aparad to initiate.
No, etiquette.
Maryada.
They should think. I should not think.
Okay, now it's up to you.
I should not think.
Anyway,
I have ordered, I have told, I have requested for this.
Okay.
I feel some disturbance in writing.
Did you hear that? He's saying, he's asking this because he's feeling a disturbance in his writing. He wants to go deep in his own bhajan and write.
Entire Srimad Bhagavatam commentary.
If he has to do this all the time, phone here, phone there, like this.
Always it is done like
that. Every day, he can't write.
Daily, at least 10 times, 12 times.
I have one question. Can we recommend the aspirant disciple to someone that you would recommend yourself?
He's asking if they do not feel qualified to accept disciple, can they recommend to Godbrother or other son?
I am authority. I'm telling all the sannyas to whom I have given sannyas, they may make disciples.
So you're saying all your sannyasis are qualified?
Yes.
They may.
And those who don't want to initiate, they should not.
Yeah. So
it depends on them.
Personal mood, but if they don't want to and they have someone, they can give to some of their sannyasi gan who take that responsibility.
But I have empowered them to.
You've empowered them.
All.
Okay.
All.
And the ones who really want, they can come here at Kartik or whatever and take from you.
Gurudev.
What?
He's not feeling good about it.
I want to devote my time in
writing,
chanting, reading, and practicing what I have told in this world whole. I should practice and realize all these things. I have done so much preaching, so much all these things. Now I should realize. Really, I should try to come in Madhyam Adhikar.
Gurudev, if we do initiation, can we do initiation and you will be their guru? Why do we have to be there? Can we just do the performance and they're taking initiation from you?
I cannot.
He's asking if he can follow the Ritvik system.
No. What? Never and never. Never in dream.
No, it's not. It's not a bad word. It's exactly the same thing.
Exactly. Ritvik here means no posthumous.
No.
It doesn't matter.
Ritvik system, I don't want.
Okay, I'll say it like he said it. He said, can he initiate someone and then that person becomes your shishya.
While you are
no,
living.
He, no harm.
Okay. Yeah.
Verbally he can tell and he can have same honor to me, no harm.
Okay, so they can initiate persons, but in the shishya's heart, you are a guru, you are Diksha Guru.
Oh, this is okay. Okay.
I'm a Barbarshika Barbarshika Guru, and you are the Naam and Diksha Guru.
Prabhupada did that.
Thank you. Other anything?
Other. Oh, this is, but Yashoda,
it's your time. Come on.
You're
TC.
Up.
Okay. TC.
So, I'm now going to communicate the minutes of the Treasury meeting, Gurudev.
Economic.
I request you again, we have 7 pages to go. Yeah, if you want Gurudev to hear all this, then don't discuss too much. Present it, then Gurudev can understand.
These are the minutes of the Treasury meeting, Gurudev.
Treasury money, economic.
Yes.
Economics.
The first issue was pertaining Abhiram Brahmachari. I suggest I don't go through everything because we've already done it today and everybody knows all the details. I'll just read the resolution. That all the money, less the money is dispersed under his instruction, is returned to Abhiram Brahmachari. Secondly, that Abhiram Brahmachari may take 10% proceed, 10% donation to Srila Gurudev.
I thought we were going to do this after we speak with Abhiram Brahmachari.
We already did. We spoke with him.
Okay.
Everything's fine.
Yeah. That Abhiram's accountant make recommendation on how money should be managed. Yamuna Prashad's investment fund, namely Breakwater, would be presented to Abhiram's accountant as an option. It is proposed that Abhiram's donation be managed by a professional and that Abhiram can appoint an elder of the society, such as a Bhakti Trust member, to act as an oversight for the third part, to supervise the third party. We look after Abhiram responsibly. He is able to make regular donations year on year, and therefore we all run no legal or reputational risk. Next point.
Everything we talked about this morning.
Oh. Okay.
Next point, Gurudev. The Houston bank account. It was recommended that whenever a new bank account is set up, especially outside of India, that the Treasury Committee is consulted so that the funds can be properly accounted for and managed.
What money?
Any new bank account outside of India, Treasury Committee should give their, they should be notified so that we can be aware that account exists.
Very good.
Okay?
Should I come here? Yeah.
Sorry. Try to keep it simple words.
People that can hear, his hearing aids are
working. Make it really simple.
I'm on the agenda, look at that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, regarding assisting Brajanath Prabhu.
Can I express this?
Sure.
Do you mind?
No.
Brajanath Prabhu is very busy. He's always serving you night and day, in and out.
Everywhere with me, always engaged.
So many pressures, so many decisions to make, and we feel he needs help, support, so that from legal point of view or complicated point of view, he makes the right choice so that he can advise you correctly. We want to offer Yashoda Nandan Prabhu to be secretary of secretary, to be like helper when Brajanath Prabhu...
But he will not always be with me.
No, only if some issue comes up,
every day
he can call him up.
He can take advice.
That's all.
I will be available to Brajanath every day.
Gurudev, mainly because all have so much desire to serve you, and if they come to me, I have to explain to everyone
everything,
what is happening or not, or if there is some areas that they need help or input. So we requested that if one representative from the Bhakti Trust, one representative from the Sannyas Council, they communicate with me if there is any problem, I can tell them, you help with this. Yeah?
Yeah.
and then they can discuss amongst themselves.
Yes.
Otherwise, they may think I misrepresent them. It happens sometimes like that, isn't it?
Good.
Go on.
Regarding the Navadvip temple, as we discussed this morning, that currently during the festivals, no devotees should be allowed on the roof so that the temple doesn't collapse.
Mm-hmm. Which festival?
Gurudev, we want to ensure...
Navadvip, sorry.
I'm taking...
Advice from
also
Gopinath.
I will take him with me and he will give me suggestions.
We have discussed that original architect, he's no longer on job, but he has important numbers, Morton math, about the project. There's some small amount of money left that we should maybe pay him so that we can get these figures so that the current architect can make sure the job is done proper. Do you think that is okay?
I could not turn.
Mr. Bose, he has all the facts and figures. How it is made, the foundation, how strong it is.
He has not given us.
He has not taken.
No, because we owe him some small amount of money. So I'm suggesting we pay him the money, get the figures. Gopinath can do a better job. And also our new architect can
then
do
our new, yeah, the new architect has all engineer, the correct figures.
Engineer, sorry.
Achha, we are going and there we will take decision.
Okay. So you'll discuss it with Gurudev.
Yeah. Okay, Gurudev, regarding the management of your bank accounts. We have a recommendation to split the money into different accounts so that everything is insured in case bank goes down. This is first. And secondly, regarding currency, we are suggesting 1/3 of the money is in rupees, 1/3 in dollars, 1/3 in euros. So it's spread.
Because
are you happy?
Oh, I know that you are more expert than me in this case. So what you have done, it will be that.
Okay. Next point, Gurudev, is the budget for 2009. We know in your heart that Navadvip is your top priority project. So we have done forecast with opening bank balance, conservative estimate on income, because Gurudev, you are traveling less and also economic climate is worse. And then we have estimated how much Navadvip needs for spending.
So you have calculated?
We have done some rough estimate calculation and we think we are on target for Navadvip project continuing nicely, but it will mean that once Navadvip is nearly completed at the end of next year, then the Dakshin account will be close to zero. So we have to think of other ways to generate funds.
That's why I spoke to you earlier today about the idea of education and courses for bringing in new kinds of income. We can do like that.
Like bhakti, vaibhav, bhakti, like at the time of Prabhupada.
Prabhupada, doing different courses and getting some tuition and putting in like that. Yes.
You can give them.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
okay. No, absolutely not. Would anybody from the sannyasi group like to read the minutes of the sannyasi budget adjustment? Yeah, I do.
Come close.
So the meeting between the Bhakti Trust and the sannyasis. We had joint meeting yesterday, but for 2 days before that, we only met together, sannyasis and Dilip. He helped us. In those meetings, mainly we were discussing how we can align, how we can cooperate together. And after those 2 days with Dilip, we all felt very united. And we all agreed unanimously that we will cooperate together. 100%. So then the next day, we met together with the Bhakti Trust in the morning and also in the afternoon time. And also Dilip was there assisting us. For the first part of the day, in the first part of the morning, we were expressing our enthusiasm, how we are desiring so much to work together. Some persons from the Bhakti Trust were speaking, some persons from the sannyasis were speaking. And it created a very nice atmosphere. And then, in the afternoon time, then we began to discuss the different projects which were required to complete by both Bhakti Trust and sannyasis working together. So we had these agenda items. Let's see. First. So this was very historical for us because never before the sannyasis met together as a group and then also met together as a group with the Bhakti Trust. And the Bhakti Trust recognized that up to this time, they have not provided proper support for the sannyasis. They expressed this to us. The mood that was developed between both groups, both the Bhakti Trust and sannyasis, very cooperative, very respectful toward each other, full of so much love and affection, and we all felt...
Yes, sir, sit down on the place.
And we all felt unified together, and we started our meeting with very ecstatic kirtan. Everyone was dancing and singing kirtan together. Subcommittee establishment?
Yeah.
Okay, then... In the later part, yesterday, we established some subcommittees to accomplish many of the tasks that you have been telling us to do. And we discussed for more than 2 hours.